The Broncos are the number one seed in the AFC, and all the playoff action in the American Football Conference comes through the Mile High City.
Whoa, what a game that was. The Broncos commit 5 turnovers, but hold on to win 27-20. They clinch the number one spot in the AFC, and now we have a quarterback situation where we're not sure what's happening. Peyton Manning comes in and helps the Broncos get the deal done.
You could feel the energy in Sports Authority Fields when he came in. Everybody rose to their feet. Huge round of applause for Manning when he came into the game, but Peyton was quick to remind everybody during that second half that it was the run game that really got things going. Ronnie Hillman going around the end, CJ finding cuts up the middle. Ronnie, of course, having that big touchdown run late in the game. So while it did energize and give the team a boost, Manning was only 5 for 9 for 69 yards. Didn't do a lot as far as numbers go, but just his presence and his managing of the game really lifted the Broncos in the second half.
It will make things awfully interesting the next couple of weeks before the Broncos' first playoff game. Brock Osweiler didn't play all that bad. He just had a couple of tough breaks go against him. Then Peyton Manning comes in and gets the deal done, so it'll make things definitely interesting the next couple of weeks. But the bottom line is the playoffs in the AFC side go through Denver.
Well, that's got to be huge because you think about the teams that are already in: New England, Pittsburgh, Cincinnati, Kansas City. All these teams have played Denver tough. Some of them have played Denver tough at home, but just to be able to get that extra week of rest, that's the biggest thing. You think about all the guys that have been hurt, all the guys that have been banged up. Darian Stewart goes down with an injury. Brandon Marshall not able to really come back from injury this game. So getting those key cogs back into the lineup, getting the offensive line some rest is really going to be big in the next couple of weeks.
Yeah, the Broncos are the AFC's best team, 12-4, but they didn't necessarily play their best against the Chargers on Sunday. Some things to work on the next 2 weeks.
Yeah, you think about playing 2 complete halves. The first half, a real down half for the Broncos. The second half, though, they came out gangbusters with, of course, the Manning boost that we just talked about. I think that's going to be key for them playing a complete game in the playoffs because you only get one shot at it. If you have a bad half in a playoff game, that can doom you. Also, the running game, you got to reestablish the run. And I think the defense playing 2 complete halves, I think that is really going to be key for the Broncos here as we move into the second round of the playoffs now, thanks to a first round bye.
Yeah, we saw some miscommunication on the defensive side, gave up a big touchdown. And of course, the Broncos offensive side can't be turning the ball over 5 times in a game to get it done in the playoffs. But the end result here today, a win against the Chargers and the number one seed in the AFC. So that's going to do it for us. For Matt Boyer, I'm Phil Milani for Broncos TV.